بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القران المجيد: اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، من يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل امتي دخل الجنه الا من ابى. قيل: يا رسول الله من ابى؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من اعطاني فقد دخل الجنه ومن اعطاني فقد ابى. او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. Respected Ulama Ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. That is why we are classified Muslims. Depending on our Iman, we will appreciate actions, Aman. Stronger the Iman, it will be easier for us to understand significant importance of amal, action. A Muslim is not practical because he does not understand the value of actions. A Muslim is far away from Islam because he does not understand the significance of amal, of action. A Muslim does not look like a Muslim because he does not realize the significance of amal. Why he does not realize significance, importance, value of amal is because of his iman condition. But when his iman becomes strong, then come what may, whether he has to lose his job or not, whether he has to lose his popularity or not, whether he has to lose his position or not, whether he has to lose his fame or not, whether he has to lose his money or not, then he will prefer to adhere to Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and leave the position, the power, the money, the wealth, everything he will leave, because he has understood that by following Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inshallah he will get salvation, content of heart in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirah. Everyone has to love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama Ikram has written that if you have to love anybody, if you have to like anybody, then there are three basic reasons. There are three fundamental causes for one person to like another person, for one person to love another person. Number one, kamal. Number two, jamal. Number three, ihsan. Number one, kamal. Then, what qualities are in this person inside which have reached perfection that you admire and you begin to love the person because of his qualities, because of his internal qualities? This I have discussed partially in Genesis and I will explain in the near future. Number two is jamal, beauty of a person. And number three is ihsan, what that person has done for you. If you look at these three things, and if you look at life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his personality, look at his character, then you will see that these three things, his external, his internal, his inside, his outside, his character and personality, you will see they are far excellent. And what is first to admit this and love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Rada Ikram has written about Jamal, beauty. Beauty arises because of three reasons. And it has got three levels. Number one, that in that person there is no physical defect. All his organs, all his body parts are functioning, are moving, are in the right position, and they are workable. Or am I saying that this leads to one of the levels of beauty? The second is that his parts of his body are in proportion. Not that his head is bigger than his body, not that his hairs are long, or not that he is very long, or he is very short, or not that his belly is protruding, or any of his body functions, when you look at them, they are not in proportion. So that person's body parts are in proportion. And third thing is the color of the person. By color of the person, here it will be clearly understood that it does not mean that a fair complexion person is definitely handsome or beautiful. And a person who is not fair, then you say, no, he is not beautiful. Lightness and color and darkness of skin does not determine the beauty of a person. What determines the beauty of a person is the clearness of the color, the brightness of the color, and then he's got a luster in the color, and you feel happy when you look at the person. Certain people who are classified by those who are infatuated by the rest, that this person is handsome. But if you have to look at it with the eyes of Iman, then you know that this person is not handsome, but is the ugly person, a destroyer of beauty. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these three things were in perfection with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Qurdi rahmatullahi alayhi said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal the total beauty of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people, otherwise the people would not have the eyesight to look at Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says, as you and I know, the incident and the story of Zulaikha and her companions, when they saw Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was brought into a room where Zulaikha and her friends were given apples in the hand and knife. When they saw the handsomeness and when they saw the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, that instead of cutting the apples with the knife, they cut their fingers with the knife. And they were astonished that is this an angel or a human being? And when Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala said that if Zulaikha and her friends had seen the beauty of the Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they should have cut their hearts instead of their fingers. How beautiful the Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Sahaba records, Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing outside, dressed in a red piece of cloth. Sahaba says that I looked at the moon, I looked at the full moon, the brightness and the luster of the full moon, and I looked at the face, at the Mubarak face of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I repeatedly did this, looking at the face of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and looking at the moon, and by doing this, I came to the conclusion that the face of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more luster, and more luster, and more brightness and beauty than the full moon. So how do I say, Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had broad shoulders. Sahaba said, Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he had a thin line of hair stretching from his chest to his navel. Sahaba recalled, Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pupils of his eyes were dark and were black, were extremely black. Sahaba said, Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyebrows were thick And they were not joined, and there was separation. Sahaba said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here, there, 23 levels. Either that he had there, or it was up to the earlobes, or it was up to the shoulders, kept deeply oiled. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should oil his hair. And also, he should place a cloth over it after oiling it. To such an extent that cloth should become oily. Why? Because when he later wore the shoulders, then the oil did not get up to the shoulders and did not soil the shoulders. Sahaba said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his palms were fleshy and his heels did not have so much flesh. Sahaba said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his joints were big and they were constructed properly. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, then he walked as if to say he's coming down from a high place to a low place. And when he walked, it is stated that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked his foot up firmly and he placed it. And he walked properly. And he walked like a man. And he walked that he could see that here is a masculine, here is a man coming. And the Sahaba say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of average height. That when you saw him in a crowd, that you could not make out due to any tallness that this was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his height, Sahaba say that he was not very tall, he was not short, he was average height. Sahaba say Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hey, it was not absolutely straight, and it was not curved, it was wavy. Sahaba said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the end of his life, when his hair, the white hair was counted on his head, different report, and the maximum report is that it was 20. 20 white hair on his head. And he also said that Surah Hud, Surah Waqia, and what is going to happen in the afterlife, that gave him white hair. And the figures of the Ummah gave him white hair. Sahaba said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to walk, and he should as if to say, come down from a high place, and when he walked, and he walked with his companions, he generally walked in the back. Why? So that he could attend to the needs of those who are lacking and those who are lagging behind. And it was very clear of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when he walked amongst a crowd, with a crowd, then he seemed that to be the tallest or to be the highest. Sahaba said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teeth were thin and white and bright. And between his front teeth, there was a space. And Alabaqaya, Ghulami Kari, Rasulullah said that a luster should come out of from there when he spoke. As if to say, light was coming out from his mouth. Beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should admire. We should read about. And we should ponder about. And that's the beauty that we see being now displayed in the magazines, on the television, in the filthy things that are seen. Beauty that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has. It is reported that beauty can change a man's life. Beauty can make a man go in the right direction, make it go wrong. And it is because of this beauty, strange things you will hear. The adults say, the youth say, and both of them sanction each other. Because of this beauty. It is reported that in the 3rd century, there was a very pious chef. And it is reported amongst his disciples, the Sheikh Shibli Rahmatullah Ali also. That once he was going with his disciples, and he passed by a village. When he passed by a village, his eyes fell upon a beautiful girl. The beauty of the girl attracted him. That beauty of the girl overwhelmed him. That beauty of the girl overpowered him. He told his disciples that I must meet this girl, and I must have this girl, and I must stay with this girl, and I must marry this girl. The disciples were shocked and astonished. What has happened to our chef? What has happened to our spiritual mentor? What has happened to our spiritual guide? No one is free. No one can say that they are innocent, that they are so called free from this attraction. Everybody whether he's a peer, whether he's a sheikh, whether he's a mullah, whether he's a mufti, whether he's a big mufti of the age, he also could not be left alone with any female, with any woman, and think that he cannot do anything. And you know the example. When fire needs butter, he butter does. And if the butter does not melt, the fire is not fire, and the butter is not butter. And these days, well, after reading 4 or 5 books, and then you think we are tired, and then no, the fire and the butter does not work. The law of the fire and the butter still stays. So that person, the chef, he went there and he contacted the parents of the girl. The parents of the girl told him, but leave Islam. Leave Islam. And I bring up pigs. I want you to look after my pigs, I'll give you my daughter. Because he was fascinated, infatuated, and overwhelmed by the beauty of this girl, he gave up his deed. He gave up his love, he left him out, he began to hear things, and now he has begun. The disciples left the beggars away. After some time, when he was dead, and then they inquired of him, what is your condition? When they found him looking at the things near the riverside, what is your condition? He said, I was at Harbin, but he can remember only 1 hour. I don't know how it is, but I only can remember 1 hour, which means that when a person leaves Islam, they kill him. And I was a big scholar in the hadith. I only can remember 1 hadith, which means that there is only one thing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam exception. Nothing else is exception. The disciples gathered near him, and they said, what must we do? They all unanimously decided that the only remedy is to pray before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to weep before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to cry, and this is what they did. They pleaded before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed his heart. He reformed, he changed, he repented, sought pardon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him, and he began to become a pious person again. And what is that I was saying you about? So the young man, sanctioned by his father, what do you say? Then no, I do not want to keep a beard. I do not want to wear a kurta. I do not want to frequent the masjid. I do not want to be branded. I do not want to be classified as orthodox. I do not want to be classified as one who is not with the trends and the fashion of the time. No, oh my father, let me slaughter my beard. Let me live and let me not practice on the sunnah. Why? After marriage, I will go. When I find a girl, I got a beard now. If I got a beard now, which girl will come my way? Which beautiful will come in my way? Who I will be able to put in my clutches? Who I will be able to trust? And when he, to his heart's desire, and to his whims, and he follows his fancies, and he finds one girl, then even if he's wearing a hat without a beard, then the hat even goes. Why? Because this beauty will take everything away. Huh? She will take everything away. Right, because he got no control over himself, his father got no control over himself, and where he would have control over his wife that's coming, and coming with the full passion of the day. What is he going to do? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you that when he walks like a man. These days you see how the Muslim walk. And sometimes when you see the Muslim walk in the street, but you wonder what he's walking. How is this person walking? And he's moving his products from this side to that side, and he's swaying on the street and walking. As if you say he's got intoxication. And he's walking, you cannot even make out from the fact whether this is a girl walking or a man walking. And you look at his hair, you can't even make that out also. Because he's got a clean, shaven face also. And all the fashion of the day is for him. And after a little while, when you have body, he will tell you, don't behave like this, you're behaving like a woman, like a feminine. Then after a little while, you have to come to know that this person is making an application to the gates of things. Servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muslims, please pay attention that the fashion of the day cannot lead us to salvation. That the world cannot lead us to salvation. This kuffar system cannot lead us to salvation. The systems of the Muslims cannot save us. Islam can save us. Admire the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the taqaza, and the requisition, and the demand of love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we follow him. That we adhere to what he says. If he says dress like this, we dress like this. If he says eat like this, we eat like this. Even if our jobs are at stake. Even if our position is at stake, we may lose the salary packet, but if we uplift the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will open another road for us. Haven't we got iman in Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that His way is the way of salvation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and given us a golden opportunity. The next way, of the night 10, 11, 12, there is a history by his father. Every brother, regardless of his personal invitation, that we want you to come there. We want you to sit there. We want you to take benefit from the Ulama-i Kiram. Sit in the company of the pious. Get the jazbat, the enthusiasm to follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Get the jazbat to focus our attention on the akhirat. Because if we do not focus our attention on the akhirat and focus our attention on the dunya, then we are ruined and destroying ourselves. So inshallah everybody will come. Yes. And come there with the intention of going out. Come there with the intention not to visit the stores. And just say, don't go to the stores and drink tea. But come there to sit and take benefit and take maximum benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to become practical and good Muslims and to our Imam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.